The next patient is Robert Treadwell. The last name is T-R-E-A-D, like in Delta, W-E-L-L, Robert. This is a clinical case of a 68-year-old black male that has a history of CKD stage 3B. The patient has, in the latest laboratory workup that was done when February the 9th, 2023, the serum creatinine 1.9, the BUN of 17, and the estimated GFR is 36. The BUN creatinine ratio is 9, the serum electrolytes are with a normal limit, there is no evidence of anemia. Interestingly, the serum electrolytes are with a normal limit, there is no evidence of hypercalcemia, the albumin is 3.8. Liver function test with a normal limit. In the albumin creatinine ratio is 19, which is with a normal limit. The uric acid is 5. Period. We ordered some urine collections to evaluate the urine for the study of nephrolithiasis. However, for reasons that we don't know, the patient collected the urine, but the test was never processed in the lab. Period. We know that this nephrolithiasis could lead to, or could be the manifestation of interstitial nephritis. The patient has been emphasized the idea of a plant-based diet with low sodium and fluid restriction. Number two, arterial hypertension that is... under control. Today's reading is 138/75. The patient remains with 196 pounds. However, he has cowboy boots, jeans, it is my impression that the patient continued to lose weight, which is acceptable. Number two, the patient has coronary artery disease, status post coronary bypass, and PCI that is followed by the cardiologist, Dr. Athapan, A-T-H-A-P-P-A-N. Period, peripheral vascular disease, the patient has aortic aneurysm that is followed by Dr. Saka, S-A-A-K-A. Following number, it used to have hematuria that is no longer present. Following number, nephrolithiasis that is most likely associated to calcium oxalate. Following number, tobacco dependence that is improving quite a bit. Following number, degenerative joint disease. The patient is to avoid non-steroidal anti-inflammatories at all costs. Following number, diverticulosis of the colon, that is at the present asymptomatic. The patient is in a fairly stable condition. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory. 4 months with laboratory workup. I invested 7 minutes in reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.